This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The light is returning, my friends. That's right. We've just passed the Northern Hemisphere's winter solstice. That means every day it's getting lighter. And you know it's getting lighter and brighter really quick now on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we have my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport back on the show. Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, listen, I'm looking forward to the longer days, too. I've been keeping track of this thing, you know. Okay, now we got the shortest day. Enough of that. Let's flip the script and get to longer days.
And it's funny, even if it's still going to be cold, obviously it's considered the first day, calendar day of winter. It's just, for me, it's like the light is returning. We're getting longer,
yeah.
Day. The light is coming back, and we get more vitamin C, D in this case, and that's a good thing. But, again, these are the natural transitions that seemingly, even all the CO2 you want to throw at it, they're still happening.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, indeed. I'm going to just say spring is coming.
Yes, let's roll with that. Now, on Friday's show, I just had a couple of friends, Curtis Cost, who wrote a book in, I think, the early 90s, Vaccines Are Dangerous, and he learned about also the HIV controversy from your book, AIDS Incorporated, years ago, and we spotlighted that on our special show on around December 1st. The most amazing thing just happened in Harlem, of all places. Curtis Cost hosted the great Harlem vaccine debate. And they actually had two or three people that showed up that were pro-vaccine that actually showed up, although apparently, according to it, I haven't seen the video, they claimed that they didn't really respond well to the questions that were thrown at them in the debate, even though they were given like 2 or 4 weeks in advance. They're like, we don't like those questions. But the fact that they showed up, I'll give them props for that.
Yeah. Big surprise they didn't like the questions, right?
Yeah, it's funny. In a debate, you usually take notes when somebody says something. You want to respond to it so you can counter it. But none of that was going on. It was more like a seminar scenario. But I bring that up because I love that what you do with all of the writing, the research that you do, engages the intellect, engages critical thinking, engages even beyond what I'd say that is in the imaginative realities. And that's a funny thing to say. People say, that's an oxymoron. What do you mean imaginative realities? I'm like, no, that's the only real reality you have. And tying those concepts into creativity, it outpaces those that would want to constrain us into a box of some kind that just doesn't fit.
Indeed. You reminded me of a story that I'll try to shrink down and tell you later in this conversation about a friend of mine who teaches at a college, teaches composition, and what he ran into vis-a-vis imagination. It's unbelievable. Anyway, we'll save that for a bit later.
Okay, all right, we'll go for it. Now, you've got a number of recent articles we'll cover today as well, including the covert warfare, 100,000 deaths a year. Now, this is a recurring theme. You've written about it extensively. I've reported on it as well for many years. That, we are being assaulted via FDA-approved medications into atrocious numbers of deaths every year. That would be, if it happened in any other industry, that industry would be shut down immediately. But it's the I guess the cost of doing business or business as usual. And you started the article about medical news today reported that in 2011 there was a modest uptick in the number of prescriptions written, that it had increased over to four billion mark. 4 billion. That was back in 2011. We're probably approaching 4.5 billion for all I know at this point. And that doesn't include over-the-counter medications, doesn't include vaccination. But how total is it when the population, not being forced to do this by and large, but going, yeah, doc, give me some more?
Yeah, they just line up. Give me some more, exactly. And that source for 100,000 deaths a year, one of my favorite things to do is to find mainstream researchers who, you know, say things that are revealing, because I know that other researchers would go much higher on that figure than 100,000, but this was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on July 26, 2000, and as we discussed in a number of past shows, the author was the late Dr. Barbara Starfield, who was a revered public expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and that was her figure. And she told me in an interview subsequently that that's a conservative estimate, and other studies since then have, mainstream studies have pinned the number higher.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that, and it's never been challenged by anybody that, you know, has read the article. In fact, I say in this article you just mentioned that there is a page on the FDA website, it's not there anymore, it was removed, that says 100,000 people die a year from medicines. Of course, they don't take any responsibility for it. They don't say we made a mistake. They don't say that something has to be done about it. They kind of try to worm and wiggle their way out of it by talking about people self-medicating and so forth, but that's not what Starfield was talking about at all. So there was that page on the FDA's website for a while, and probably about a year after I found it and quoted from it, it was removed.
Yeah, we can't have people
to some other
looking
place
at that.
That it's harder to find.
You know, in any rational society that would acknowledge that, and this is coming from the peer-reviewed medical literature of all places, in major journals, major medical journals, not even the, you know, the backwater ones, whatever they are, would be, hey, we need congressional hearings. We need to find out how this has happened, how it's happening. But instead, in the Medical News Today article, and you quote this, it says the industry should be heartened by the growth of the number of prescriptions and spending, that it had climbed to 4.02 billion. And
yeah,
and you did the math further, which I love, 13 prescriptions for each man, woman, and child. Now, I'm not taking any, you're not taking any, my mom's not taking any, my wife and kids are not taking, that means there's more than that for every other man, woman, and child.
Yeah, that's right. And another thing that Starfield told me, in the author of that study or review, about 100,000 deaths a year from FDA-approved medicines. She said that she had, how did she put it, she had sent it to at least one other major medical journal in America for publication, and they turned it down. And she said the reason they turned it down was they said they didn't think it would be interesting to their readers.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, huh?
I don't know who's reading it, but it's certainly interesting to me and you, and I think a lot of people who have been harmed by medicines in the past or have lost loved ones due to properly used, prescribed, administered, ingested medicines. Again, a lot of these numbers people don't realize. These aren't, as you said, overdoses, self-medicating. These are prescriptions written by doctors who are licensed by the government to basically dispense these things. And yet the same government that looks the other way on this really goes hot and heavy anytime a dietary supplement causes somebody to stub their toe, whether it was real or imagined. We just covered another story on the show on Friday where they acknowledged and admitted again through Poison Control Center analyses, the reporting, and in the toxicology journal, that there have been zero, another year gone by, zero deaths due to dietary supplements, herbs, homeopathics, etc. Compare that to the approved medications of Big Pharma.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can, this is one of the reasons why we keep harping in our conversations about the need for, you know, some kind of decent education so people can think and digest this piece of information that we're talking about right now. Because most people, unfortunately, if they see this, they bounce off of it because they can't believe it's true because they haven't seen it on the news, and that's about as far as they can think. But, for example, any reasonable person would take that 100,000 figure and say, well, if that's the number of people at minimum that are being killed every year by FDA-approved medicines, then that would mean over a decade, a million people killed. Is that a story for major media or what?
Well, what is the magic number you have to hit before it becomes news? Even though, again, nothing has been challenged. It hasn't been denied. They haven't overturned. They didn't even, in the era of pulling from journal articles, retracting them, anything you don't like, they never retracted this one. And yet, still, you get that number, a million a decade. And again, that's a conservative estimate as well. At what point does the number become so obscene that they are forced to cover it? Or does that ever happen?
Well, it doesn't seem like it because the numbers are already obscene. And if you want to, listeners who want to understand the degree of control that pharmaceutical companies exert over Congress, the fact, as you mentioned, that there's been no congressional hearings on this subject ever, and this review that we're talking about by Starfield was published in the year 2000, and it's now 2020, pretty much, over the past 20 years, nothing whatsoever. I mean, that is amazing. So that tells you how much control pharmaceutical companies are exerting on government.
Oh, yeah. I've warned folks from the moment I learned about where liberty comes from, it doesn't come from government. And the moment you centralize power in these bureaucracies, they are purchased by those who have the greatest economic influence to do so. And at that point, you lose the ability to innovate. For doctors that are out there that went into doctrine for the right reason, they become glorified pill pushers, conducive to the level of, let's say, education we perceive that they have, recognizing that since the Flexion Report of 1910, it has all been focused on getting those doctors out there and prescribing those petrochemicals that have not been truly tested for safety and efficacy in terms of the acknowledgement of a million people dying every decade. And that might be bare minimum. Come with us if you want to live. It's John Rappaport and Robert Scott Bell together again on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As always, the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Links to John Rappaport and nomorefakenews.com. I hope that you would sign up for his email alerts. If you haven't done so already, you will be given information that, those that want to own and control you, they wouldn't like you to know about the things that John Rappaport writes about. And yet he does, and he's continuing to do so after many, many decades now, and we're grateful for that. Latest article, and it's linked up again at robertscottbell.com, the great big autism obfuscation. Obfuscation. Not every day you see that word, obfuscation. I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's a great word. About autism. What is it really? Is there, like you've described, tests for ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia? Are there any blood tests? Are there any urine tests? Are there any hair tests to determine that this is a real diagnosis, that it's one symptom or set of symptoms and one cause?
And, of course, the answer is no, which I've covered extensively in articles. It might interest people and surprise them to learn that in the so-called Bible of the psychiatric profession, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which is published with new editions every few years, you will find autism actually listed as a mental disorder. And I published the very complicated definition that looks like a menu from an insane restaurant where you go, well, if you take this, then you can also have one of these from over there, and so forth. It's basically a list of behaviors, and you look and you look and you see there's no blood test, there's no urine test, there's no hair test, there's no genetic test, there's no brain scan as far as a defining test to diagnose autism. It's all done by committees of psychiatrists who decide, well, if a child shows the following behaviors over a six-month period and this and that from this group of behaviors, and then also one of those or more from that group of behaviors and so on, then we can make this diagnosis. Well, you know, who gave them the authority to decide that? It's all just mix and match. It's the invention of something that doesn't exist. In other words, the suffering, the pain, the destruction, the damage to the brain and the nervous system are quite real. No question about it. But the overlay, the definitions, and the descriptions and all of that are completely fabricated so that it makes it look like to the public that there is one condition called autism with one set of symptoms, and therefore the researchers would be looking for one cause that they could treat with one drug or one vaccine. You see the pattern. This is what they do over and over and over again. When in fact, you could go for vaccine brain damage. You could go for a damage sustained from deprivation of oxygen at birth, head trauma, a number of things that would create basically the same, quote, symptoms in somebody that might or might not be called autism, but it's all brain damage, neurological damage, and they invent these categories. You can find other labels, so-called disease or disorder labels, that sound quite a bit like autism, that have other names that are equally arbitrary and could result from a number of causes, not one cause. So it's mix and match, chop-chop, categorize, label, do fake research, come up with fake causes, fake harmful drugs, and then they ignore the fact that millions and millions of doses of admittedly toxic chemicals and germs and so forth are injected into the body via vaccines, and children and babies show up with severe brain and neurological damage.
Right. Well, don't be deceived by labels. They'll often distract you, as they do in this case. And, of course, if you bring up autism and you say vaccine anywhere in it, it will immediately be retracted from any journal article or not ever published. There are certain code words they won't allow to get out there in this level of direct discussion. So I'm appreciative of John Rappaport going there with me. We're going to do some more on some other controversial topics coming up here, and we'll learn more about how you can support John Rappaport. Important his great works at nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An unnamed NASA space capsule has returned to Earth. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The parachute landing capping Boeing's botched test of an astronaut capsule designed to give NASA the capability to put humans back in space.
An historic landing concludes the first flight test of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, the first time an American-made, human-rated capsule has landed on land.
That's from NASA TV. Boeing officials are still looking into the software issue that caused the unmanned craft to miss the orbit required to have docked with the International Space Station. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So John Rappaport mentioned this idea of autism being not a one-cause, one-manifestation scenario. In other words, they haven't been able to take a blood test, any kind of analysis of brain chemistry, anything like that, and say, oh, we've defined it. Those who are arguing for environmental causes or even vaccines by injecting external things into the blood or different areas of the body directly, they're met with derision. They're immediately discredited rather than acknowledging, hey, you know, it could be a bunch of things contributing to this. There might not be just one thing resulting in that, an accumulation situation or a cascade of a number of things. But in the realm of selling us disease, much less the quote-unquote cure for disease or treatment or management of diseases, they've always gone in on a one-cause, one-cure scenario when it comes to vaccines. It's the virus. It's the bacteria. It's the bug. It's the pathogen. That's allowed. But when we start pointing out other factors in the environment, somehow, ooh, that might come back and hurt our advertisers, our sponsors, or those who are promising me a really good job after I finish up work at FDA.
You bet. That's the whole thing. I'll give you an example. One of the reasons, or this is how, for example, they would try to refute the idea that vaccines could have anything to do with autism. They'll say, well, look, we know, we've documented many cases of autism where the child never received any vaccines at all. So, therefore, vaccines could not be the cause of autism. And you think about that. What is that? What are they doing? Well, they're going into this model, you see. We, the authorities, define the condition as one thing with one label. We tell you that. And then we say it must have one cause. And if we can find people who have the thing, the disease that we've defined, and don't have a particular cause that you're claiming is there, then we know that what you're saying is complete nonsense and is irrelevant. We can reject that. No. Because the whole label, the whole charade is fake to begin with. The whole thing is a false front to begin with. And I've written a number of articles about autism and what it actually is and isn't and so forth from different angles trying to show people what's going on. And in some of these articles, I say, look, let's just call vaccine damage vaccine damage. Let's just have that as a category because it's real. And we say children whose brains have been destroyed by vaccines are suffering from vaccine damage. That's it, period. Now, what are we going to do about it? But, of course, you can't get in the door of mainstream medicine or mainstream media with that argument because, as you pointed out, Robert, in the last segment, if you just mention the word vaccine, you're eliminated from the conversation.
Yeah, we talk about a censorship, a form of censorship that, you know, doesn't make the headlines. It just doesn't make the medical journals. And then the researchers who rely upon grants to do their work find out very quickly that if they do something like that, their grant money will dry up. And this happened a number of times over the years. And it wasn't just Andy Wakefield on the vaccine issue. We can go back to Professor Peter Duisberg when he pointed out the problems with the HIV causation hypothesis. And suddenly the guy that never got turned down for a grant couldn't find grant money to report on a lemonade stand. I mean, it was like, no, you ain't coming near a journal anymore.
Yeah. We talked about my first book, AIDS, Inc., the last time I was on. But one thing I would like to mention is, in the whole process of putting that book together to find out what was really at the root of this whole business about AIDS, that was in 1987, 88, I ran into a massive amount of confusion because so many theories abounded about what was the actual cause of AIDS. And it wasn't until I finally saw the light one day that the whole thing fell into place when I said to myself, well, I've been assuming that this label called AIDS is accurate and that this is one condition that must have one cause in everyone who is diagnosed with the one condition. And that's the basic fallacy at the root of this whole thing. And then all kinds of things fell into place in my brain immediately, and the confusion cleared up. Because if you look at what's really going on with AIDS, what are they talking about? The destruction of the immune system. And they're claiming that in certain groups of people, if a certain virus is found, then you know that that is why the immune system is being destroyed. And that is a false premise completely, because, and really what that book is about, basically, is looking into these so-called high-risk groups for AIDS. Africans in certain parts of Africa, Haitians, heroin addicts in New York, gay men in San Francisco and New York, and so on and so forth. And what I documented was there are other glaring factors in these groups that would and could and do account for all of the immune system destruction that is being discussed in these groups without ever mentioning HIV or any particular virus that nobody supposedly has ever seen before. And that really woke me up. So that's where the one cause, one label, one treatment, et cetera, one vaccine, that whole model has just gigantic holes in it.
It's amazing how the convoluted theory of causation of immune collapse via a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything is the thing that brought such clarity to you. On everything about the whole germ theory, how it manifested through the pharmaceutical system, through our corrupt government institutions that fund research only in certain areas and not in others. And, you know, fascinatingly, I say this not lightly, I just found audio that I had lost that had never aired on the Robert Scott Bell Show before. And it was an interview I conducted, I don't know, 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago with Luc Montagnier.
Oh, wow.
How about that? I mean, this is something that I was like, I thought I had lost that for history. It just was gone. And I just recently uncovered it. Superdon is reworking it, and we're going to put it out through our Patreon page for people that support us more directly. But this is fascinating, because this is the guy they claim was a co-discoverer of HIV. Not that they called it that. It was HTLV-1, 2, 3, whatever, and then they renamed it, and Margaret Heckler came out and said, we've found the probable cause, and then all research into anything else stopped. And then Gallo got half of it, whatever. But Montagnier eventually is, we quoted him as saying on the air that you can clear the quote-unquote AIDS virus, as they called it, via good nutrition in Africa. He said that. It's like, uh-oh, this is a problem for those that are defenders of the HIV mantra. And then they said, what can we do? We've already given him a Nobel Prize. And they started calling him like crazy. He's got dementia. He's just old. He's not thinking clearly. And it's fascinating how the story changes. And now he's become a proponent of what we call energy medicine, water memory, homeopathy. And it's like, what do they do with the guy? They've already given him his prize. They can't take it away.
Wow. That's fantastic. I'm so glad you found that. I remember when he started to veer off of, the authority and began making his own statements back then, and it was shut down right away. I mean, that's incredible. And I'm sure, from what you just said, because Africa is the easiest place to figure it out as to what's actually happening. I, in fact, had a conversation on the phone when I was writing AIDS, Inc. with a doctor who had started a small clinic. I won't go into the whole story, but it was basically a place where people who had been diagnosed with HIV and were sick could relax, be comfortable, rest, eat decent food, and so forth. And he knew I was writing the book, and he said to me, he was genuinely baffled, and he said, these people have recovered. Their symptoms are gone. And then he paused and he said, what do I do now? Right?
Yeah.
He's a doctor, so he's supposed to treat people. He's supposed to give them drugs. He's supposed to do this. And he had no clue about what to do. No clue. This was not a guy who was coming from an alternative viewpoint to begin with. He just did kind of instinctively what he thought was a good thing to do for these people, because in that area, and this is why Africa is such an easy place to track this whole thing down, people are starving, they're dying, they're drinking contaminated water, there's poisons, environmental poisons, and so on and so forth. Poverty everywhere, war, people are uprooted, they're on the move. the obvious things that completely destroy your immune system are there. They have nothing to do with the virus. It's all
right.
Hogwash. And so he kind of tuned into that. And now, as a medical doctor, he was looking to me for an answer. He said, what do I do now? I said, well, the people are well, aren't they? Aren't they well now? And he just couldn't bring himself to believe it. But that's what happened.
Yeah, of course, the whole paradigm of drug everything or every symptom that moves is destroyed the moment you recognize the law of the terrain, which is a fundamental different worldview, obviously, going back to Antoine Béchamp, that looks at the world not in terms of disease being the absence of health or anything like this, but the recognition that the environment has shifted, the terrain is altered, and that which grows there manifests differently and different things. Even if you're not catching something from within, you can create these problems. And case in point, if you have such an abject and total immune collapse, you can die of a yeast infection, and people have with AIDS diagnoses. Normally, that's just a mere annoyance. So the perspective has to shift, and that doctor was confronted with an altered reality. But what is that worldview? Is it programmed from sources that are trying to limit your inquiry, your line of inquiry? Yeah, most definitely. And what are we going to do about it? Well, we'll keep talking to John Rappaport. We got one more segment to wrap up here, and we'll be able to maybe scratch the surface of the next article he's got here relative to pleasure versus pain in the program society. If you want a link to him, go to nomorefakenews.com. He's linked up here at robertscottbell.com. Back with more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, John Rappaport, I got to ask you, I mentioned we have a Patreon page that helps support those that want to support the Robert Scott Bell Show directly in addition to sponsors. How do folks support you and your work, John? Do you have something like that for them?
Well, they can go to my website, which is nomorefakenews.com. And certainly they can sign up for the free email list and get my articles sent to them in their email box. And then I have three massive collections called The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, Power Outside the Matrix, which they can read about at the site and they can order. And the whole idea of these collections is to empower people to be able to take action along the lines of making things better, achieving what directions they really want to go in life, their goals, and so on and so forth. All of that, starting with the individual and his or her freedom. So that's where they can go and see all of that information and order these collections.
All right. Well, please do. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How do we get people to stop thinking for themselves? How do we get them to stop using their imagination? Could there be ways that we could reprogram stimuli in their brain or something like that that would alter memory? So good memories become bad and bad become good. That's the argument that's going on, and you've talked about this. And you're writing about it in this article, Pleasure versus Pain in the Program Society. What the heck is going on?
Well, I'll give you just an anecdote here. It's not in the article, but I know we're limited in time. But a friend of mine who teaches at a college has been teaching composition there for a long time. Ran into a situation where the composition department, I guess if you could call it that, this is a big institution, decided that assigning students fiction in a composition class was no longer permissible. Could not do it. Not permitted, not allowed. And so what he was saying was, look, if you want to stimulate the imagination of the student, that will help him in his writing, in his composition, and so forth, what better way than to have that student read fiction? And what better fiction than something which will really engage him and stimulate his own imagination to be able to see things on a wider scale than he did before, such as, for example, science fiction and so on and so forth. And this was immediately squashed, totally. And it took some time and a whole lot of bureaucratic insanity before this kind of died out, and the teachers were once again, I won't say even permitted in a sense. I mean, the whole thing just failed, mm-hmm. basically. So the teachers went back to what they were doing. But this was an effort, and exactly what you said a minute ago, to reprogram people, in this case students, so that they don't know what their own imagination is. They can't, therefore, see things in a wider scale. They can't, as my friend would say, they can't compare the way things are to other potential possible realities that would be better, because they can't imagine those other realities. And that kind of programming is going on at every level of society.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. And this article goes further into the intention and the fact that they're apparently claiming to get closer and closer to by doing certain stimuli, electrical or drugging or something, to alter memories, alter your perception of your own memories. And of course, at that point, you know, what's the point? You know, just to plug into a computer virtual reality like these people are, you know, arguing you can cut your head off and put it on a stick that's connected by USB to a computer and you live on. I mean, these people have lost whatever's left of their minds if they're even using them.
Yeah, see, they sell it as, look, wouldn't you like to have a set of better memories than what you've got now? Mm. I mean, everybody could think or rethink their past if they, you know, were on a quiz show or some sort of ridiculous TV. Look, you can rebuild your own past so that you remember things that never happened to you, but they're better mm-hmm. than what actually did happen to you. Wouldn't right. you like to have that?
What's the point of living if you can just be plugged in and programmed, right? And a lot of people are going through life quietly and didn't know that this was happening, even with all these technological so-called advancements doing it. John Rappaport, my friend, always glad to be with you. We've got a lot more healing to go. Sherry Tenpenny coming up. Dr. Tenpenny, we're going to talk about V-Science Bites Measles Part 2. You haven't heard it yet? Give a listen. We'll be right back. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.